KPR. Bob, thank you for joining us. It's your turn. Go ahead.
Yeah, last Friday I was at a, the wife and I went to a party, and last was kind of late, so wasn't no way I was getting up for breakfast. I, to make that breakfast there, I'd probably have to get up about 6:30, 7 o'clock. And I don't like getting up earlier than 7 o'clock on the weekends, or at, during the week either. I'm retired, so it don't matter. But usually around 7 o'clock I get up, between 7, 7:30. And since it was warm out today, I hadn't finished my fall projects. And so I, what was it, the east side of the house, I had a bunch of leaves in there, but I ended up pulling ice out with the leaves. And then the other side of the house, west side of the house, there was, didn't have nearly as many leaves, even though that's the side where the tree's at. And
KADAC, repeater Saginaw.
And at just one corner of my house, I always got to put heat tape down the downspout, because for some reason it always freezes up during the winter, then it leaks into the basement in that one corner. You know, if you get too much, which is, I've lived here over 30 years, and I think it's only happened twice. You know, so it's not like a big problem, but it can happen. So I did that, and then I thought I had broke my belt on my tractor a few weeks ago when I was doing leaves, but it ended up just coming off. So I put it back on, and guess what? It came off again. So either something's wrong, or I got to buy a new belt. I'm not sure which, but I guess I'll find out down the road here. Yeah, so that's what I did today. Fun. Back to Net, NAKPR.
Yeah, Bob, thank you. Well, for us old retired folks, every day is Saturday, they tell us, and Sunday is, as always, Sunday. But, yeah, the retirement thing, so many people say the same thing. Sometimes I wonder how we ever had time to work. It seems like we're always on the road doing something. And I'm very good at getting some work done. Yeah, it's kind of that time. We have a very small window to squeeze out the stuff to get done that we weren't able to finish up this fall. And I have several things myself. But okay, we're at the end of the list. I got just a couple comments. I drove home to a beautiful sunset tonight, just gorgeous. Able to enjoy it for quite a few miles. Just beautiful. It was a pretty decent day today, although I didn't get much time to spend outdoors. I've been working on putting up another auxiliary station out to the airport, and finding out that with my kind of compromised antenna setup, 2040, 1015 work pretty good, 80 not so good. But it's kind of fun, and it's good to know that there's a secondary radio station that I can use if something happens where I get shipped off to a condominium or something. You just never know. All right, let's go back up to the top of the list. KC8STL, Rob, you're up.
Very good. Good evening and good day. Very good there. Very good. NAERL in the group. Old Charlie suggests, well, like I said, I'm kind of happy about my vintage rigs. The one thing about it, though, David, it keeps the shack warm in the wintertime. Yeah, we had a nice day outside. Yeah, I took the dog out, and that guy just went out with a sweatshirt. I didn't have to wear my coat. That was kind of neat. Yeah, but, yeah, the wife is doing much better. Yeah, she's not home yet. I thought she'd be back by now, but hopefully she's on her way. She'll usually text me when she leaves a Wassel, so hopefully she don't have any issues driving. So, okay, yeah, like I said, the that swan that I sold, that guy in Pennsylvania, he really likes it. I found out later that was the first 8-step rig he ever had, the Swan 350, and it was kind of neat hearing myself on it. When I worked on earlier this morning here on the E-cars, 7255 there, it was pretty cool. So, anyways, yeah, about twisting the knobs, yeah, I do that too, but I got to be careful with my Kenwood. If I hit the wrong knob, I'll mess it up. But oh well, very good. Okay, let me see. With that, what else did I forget? Probably nothing there. But yeah, looking forward to next week. I got some things to do. I've got a go to the doctor tomorrow just to draw, or go to the lab to draw blood. I'll be basically an in-and-out thing, and that's looking pretty good here. I've been feeling rather well, you know, walking better. I use the cane just in case, but when I take out the dog, I'll make sure I have the cane because she likes to start off, and I don't need to fall over doing that. So, all right then, Mr. Day, you take care, and everybody on the net have a very good week, and of course, we'll talk to you next Monday there for sure. N8ERL in the group, Kilo Charlie H, and Doug Palima. 7-3-Save, over.
Well, here, yeah, thank you. Well, you take good care. Make sure you keep that cane with you, and don't do anything crazy like jumping around or whatever. Just take care of yourself, and make sure you're taking good steps when you're out maneuvering. Ron, you're up next, KC8YVS, and then we'll be ready for Dave. Go ahead, Ron.
Good evening again, Dave. Everyone on the net. Well, I'm watching Buffalo. Just turned on Buffalo and L.A. Rams. I guess we play Buffalo next Sunday, so the Lions have got like 10 days off to try and hopefully recover a little bit. Rams are currently up 44-35 with a minute 35 left in the game. So hopefully Rams can pull this out and knock off Buffalo. That would put them back a little bit in the standings for the NFC North, I guess, or NFC. So that will help us out. We play at home next week. So that's a good thing. They only have to play two games away, one in cold weather with Chicago in a couple of weeks, and then they go out to San Francisco, I think, in between there. But at least that'll be warm, and the Buffalo game and the Vikings game are home at Ford Field, so weather won't pay complicate things, at least play a part in it. For me, I've finished up finally a part for my granddaughter. I've been printing a Christmas carousel, and there are 17 separate plates that you had to print. And I got down to the last one, which I knew was probably going to be a problem, and it was. They basically look like candy canes. There's a red circle and then a white and then red and white, and there's 16 red, 16 whites high. Well, it got up so far, and then it just got so tall that it just kind of toppled off the build plate as what it sticks to in the 3D printer, and it fell over, and I'm done. So I had four times trying to print it. I've tried it vertically. I tried it horizontal. That didn't work. Went back to the vertical, how they set it up. I had to make some, and again, I'm learning. I had to make some changes in the printer, and I finally, on the fourth try, and about a quarter of a spool of red filament in the process of wasting, I finally got it to print. So the next couple of days we'll be assembling that. It's quite a lengthy project here. I'm looking at, well, I was on the net here, looking at the PDF file of how to put this together. And most of it's in German with some loose English translation, so I'm going to have to try and go by the pictures, and hopefully I get this right, so I don't want to have to print parts over again. It was a tough time, about 30 hours to print the whole thing in the first place. So, but other than that, things were going good. We had the grandkids today for a little while, where my daughter and son-in-law had a birthday party to go to. They went out and did some shopping for the grandkids before that. So, and I guess I got them next Friday when I'm off. My wife's going to be gone to a girls' day, and my daughter's got something else going on, so I got the grandkids Friday on my day off, so that's what I'll be doing. 73 to everyone. Have a good week. Supposed to be at least a decent week, I guess, coming up, so we'll talk to you next week. KC8YVF, back to net.
Okay, Ron. Yeah, well, there's nothing like grandkids. That's for sure. We sure enjoy ours. All right, Dave, you are up next with Rick DeFalo, K8PCQ. Go ahead.
N8ERL in the group. Yeah, grandkids are wonderful. You can spoil them and ship them. Was able to get the big dog out for a walk today. Boy, she's been cooped up for two or three days with this bitter weather. So we got out and both of us got a walk in, and the other two sat back and fought. So we just, it was a pretty good day. Snow is mostly gone here. It really dissipated the last day. With that said, everybody have a great week. Stay safe. And we'll see you next week. 73s KEA-BCQ. Back to net.
Okay, Dave. Well, I think next to grandkids, the dogs are the second best thing. I was going to make a couple of comments. Ron was talking about football. The Rams have I've always been a Ram fan, and then when Matt Stafford got traded, I really followed him quite a bit, and I always thought Matt Stafford was a pretty class act, and it's amazing with that one trade, the results, how that has really helped the Lions the last couple of years with the after effects of that, so to speak. But I'm glad they're knocking off Buffalo. I was really hoping that the Vikings would get beat, but it didn't happen today. All right, Rick, we're down to you, KC8BOA, with many to follow. Go ahead, Rick.
Good evening again. Well, hopefully everybody has a wonderful week. It's my trash day and recycle day tomorrow, so I've got to get that done yet tonight. And hopefully the weather holds off tomorrow. I got a couple of things I like to do outdoors, too, as well tomorrow. There's been some things I've kind of put off, and I got some pallets in the back of my truck I'd like to make a manger out of and so forth and get that going. And if it's warmer like today, it'd be a great time to get that done. I could have probably moved the wife's car out of the way and worked on that earlier today, but I decided not to. It's Sunday, and just sit back and take a break. And with that, I'm going to say 73, everybody. Have a wonderful week. Hopefully we'll hear you on tomorrow night's net. KC8BOA, back to N8ERL.
Okay, Rick. Well, I hope you have success in working outside. Let's take a quick standby before we get to Minnie. Is there anyone who'd like to join us for tonight's Sunday Mid-Michigan Net?
Welcome.
All right, Minnie, you are up. Dave was a one and only, so Bob, you'll be on standby. KD8PAZ, go ahead, Minnie.
Well, good evening there again, Dave. This is KD8PAZ. I'll say good evening to Bob there. Good to hear him in here. Anyway, not much else going on. Hopefully get hear some of you tomorrow night on the net. This is KD8PAZ back to N8ERL.
Okay, Manny. Well, I'm glad that there was a function that you had some daylight that you could drive to, and congratulations on all those times on the net. You are definitely the one person that helps keep the nets going, so thank you for that. N8KPR, Bob, you are up, and it sounds like maybe on that lawnmower that belt's maybe stretched a little bit, so probably about time to replace it. Go ahead, Bob.
Well, Dave, the sad part is I just replaced it this spring, so I don't know what the deal was. It's an original belt from John Deere, so, and they should last 4, 5, 6 years anyways, but they have in the past. Why this one failed so soon, I'm not sure. But it is what it is. I'll deal with it. I'm not sure about deal with it this fall or this winter or just wait till springtime. Trouble is, I've got to write myself a note because I'll forget. I'll go out to try to cut the grass for the first time next year and realize I see the belt hanging off the deck. I'm like, oh, man, I forgot about that. So, one of two things anyways. Oh, then I was pulling the grill off the patio, pulling it to the barn, and one of the wheels fell off. I mean, the rim broke on it, and so I had to try and balance it on. It's a gas grill, you know, kind of long, but I had to balance it on one wheel to try and get it to the barn. So I put that away for the winter. So that's something else I got to fix. But is what it is. One thing at a time. That's all. That's what I say, one thing at a time. But thanks for doing the net, Dave. Everybody have a great evening, and I should be out here tomorrow night. So, 73s, everyone. Again, Dave, thanks for doing the net. Back to net control, NKPR.
Okay, Bob. Well, maybe before you buy the... Well, you're probably all over this, but before you buy another belt, you could take the old one in and just check to make sure that it's, you know, the same length that it hasn't stretched. But size, I guess, I don't know, not much of a mechanic. Sometimes they stretch, sometimes the pulley is bad. But, yeah, it's always something with those, with the equipment we need to keep households going. All right, that puts us to the end of the net. Let's do one last quick check on this. This is NADRL for the Sunnyvale, Michigan net. Anyone else would like to join us?
Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw.